It's Friday. Bebo is back. Oh, glory, glory, the Bebo. There are two types of people today. One group, delirious with excitement that Bebo was back, and the other group never knew it existed in the first place.
Were you a late cover to the Bebo party, or were you right up there at the start?
I was there. I'm always a trendsetter when it comes to social media, and I was dishing out those loves. I was making my top 16s. I even remember my first heartbreak was through Bebo, because I found out the girl that I had shifted once and had fallen in love with subsequently after that shift was giving her love to someone else. I still remember her name, I still remember his name, and I still remember where I was when I sat and seen this girl giving her love to someone else. But revenge shall be sweet when I get back on Bebo.
Literally 10 years later. So yeah, between the loves and the other halves and the top 16s.
And the skins.
And the skins. Well, I was just going to say the other three, though, were responsible for so much drama. Like the skins, whatever. But like, I mean, politics. The politics of who you're giving the love to, who you're picking as your other half, and who was in your top 16. They were the seeds for many's the fight in secondary school.
You are 100% correct. One thing that Bebo did have going for it, though, never caused any insurrections at the White House. It
True.
Never caused any Brexit or other elections to be thrown. There wasn't as much misinformation on Bebo, I have to say. Maybe a couple of people lying on their about me sections.
Yeah.
But apart from that, it was far more wholesome than we know social media as today.
No misinformation, but absolutely terrible tech speak. Well, there wasn't a vowel. If you could cut out a vowel when you were writing on Bebo, you did it. If you could use the number two instead of taking the time to write two, I mean, you would.
If what we're being told is true, that Bebo is coming back, and if you go onto the Bebo homepage now, Bebo.com, they say they are coming back in February. Some people have already got invitation codes. I haven't heard any of this. I don't have one, you don't have one. But if we get back on Bebo, and it is similar to times before, we're going all on it. We are going to have the biggest page in the country, David Fanula's friend list, and we're going to have people fighting like gladiators to be in our top 16. It's going to be glorious.
We are going to cause so much drama with our show Bebo page, so I'm hoping that they reinstate all the things that we know and love about it.
We're already taking applications, but you have to suck up to us if you want to be in our top 16.
Flattery will get you everywhere.
This is the one time and the only time that we will tell you, flattery is your only way to win.